Okay, in the last tutorial, I showed you how to make a simple DVD without a menu. In this tutorial, I'm going to show you how to make a DVD menu with a still picture. What we want to do is actually go back to Final Cut Pro and make a still for our DVD menu background. I'm going to hold down the Apple key. I'm going to press Tab and let's go back to Final Cut Pro. And what we want to do is actually just take our playhead and we want to find a place to make a nice still picture for our DVD menu. And we'll just go with this picture for right now. Notice how my playhead is on the timeline. I want to choose File. I want to go to Export, and I want to choose Using QuickTime Conversion. And we'll wait for that window to open up. All right, there we go. Now down here where it says Format, I'm actually going to go choose Still Image. And then if I click on Options, I can actually choose what type of still picture that I want. I'm going to go with a JPEG for now. And I actually want to click on options right here, and I want to make sure that's best depth, and I want to choose best quality. I'm going to click OK again, and I'm going to name this still. I'm just going to call it DVD Menu Still 1, and we'll put it inside of our folder. Let's click Save. All right, great. We just made a still picture. Let's hold down the Apple key and let's press Tab and let's go back to DVD Studio Pro. And down here in our asset window, let's click on import, and you can see our DVD menu still, and let's click on import. Okay, now we have this asset in the library. Notice over here we have our menu. If you double click right here where it says menu 1 to make sure that we're active on menu 1, let's click on our still picture. Let's hold down the mouse button, and we're going to drag and drop it right here on this menu. And see where it says set background, we're going to let it go on that choice. Notice you have other choices, but we want to let it go right here where it says set background. Okay, there's our background. Now, we want to make sure that when we make titles in DVD Studio Pro that we fall within the title safe area. If we click on settings, you can see that we do have title safe area checked. And if you also want action safe, which we do, we'll go ahead and check that too. Okay, great. So now we have a still picture in the background. And here's how simple it is to make text on a menu inside of DVD Studio Pro. If you actually just double click right there on the menu, you can start typing. So I'm going to type a play all button. There's play all. I want to click and actually highlight the text. And this is how I can modify text in DVD Studio Pro. I want to right click. I want to go to font. I want to go to show fonts. And it's going to open up our font window here in just a second. I got dual monitors. It's actually on my other screen. Let's bring it back over. Okay, here we go. So here's our text. So notice that you can choose different fonts. We'll go with a bold font and we can increase the size. Whoops, went the wrong way. Okay, there we go. And we'll just close out of this window for now. We'll click off the text. We can just click on the text and notice how you can drag it wherever you want. And notice that you get design guides. Okay, so there's a play all button. Now maybe you actually want to make a title. I recommend doing all the title stuff in graphic design in Photoshop, but if you want a design in here, you can. We'll double click again. And the name of this movie is Night at the Apollo. And I'm going to Apple A to select my text, right click, go to font, show fonts, and we're going to make this a lot larger because it's a title. And let's make it bold. And we'll close out of the window. And we'll position our text like so. Okay, you can kind of experiment with the design. It's not that great of graphic design. Now you can see how the design guides will work. Notice how the text locks with that. And if we want to change the color of our font, which I may want to experiment with the color of my title, I'll click, make sure the title is highlighted. I'll right click and go to font. And this time we're going to go to show colors. And that window also opened on my other monitor. Let me move that back over here onto this screen. All right, there we go. Now, we can choose a color if we click right here. We can actually experiment with colors. Notice how it changes. And I actually want a red title, but you need to be careful with red on NTSC. It actually needs to look a little maroon so it will actually look red on your analog television set. Okay, I'm going to go with that for now. I'll just close out of that window, click off the title. It's still a little hard to read, but you get the idea for right now. Like I said, we'll talk about graphic design a little more later. And I'm actually just going to resize the font on this down just a little bit. Let's go to show fonts again. We can just grab that down. And we'll click off and then line it back up. Okay, great. So now what we want to do is actually make this a button, and it's pretty simple. All we have to do is just click and drag, and we can draw a highlight for a button. That's how simple it is to make a button inside of DVD Studio Pro. But now we need to go back and get our inspector. Let's click and hold down. Let's go get our inspector. And notice while we have the button selected that we have the button inside of the inspector. Notice the target says not set. We actually want to target that track. So if we click and hold down, let's go to tracks and stories and let's choose that track. Okay, great. Now what we want to do is actually click on the movie track itself. And on the end jump, we actually want to go back to menu one and we'll choose menu. And we also now need to click on the DVD itself. And instead of it first playing the clip, we actually want it to first play the menu. And of course, we might want to save if we don't feel like doing all this again. So let's go File, Save As, and let's go to our hard drive where we have our project. And I'm just going to call this DVD SP Demo. And I'm going to click Save. Okay, great. We just saved our project. Now, let's go ahead and go back and modify our button a little bit more. Maybe we want it to change colors. So if we click here on Colors, this is where we can assign a color to our button. And we have what's called a normal state, selected state, and activated state. So the normal state would be the normal state of the button where it's not selected. If we go to selected, and we actually click right here, and we'll choose red to stylize it, and notice how we have the red highlight. And if we want to be a little bit better about our graphic design, notice we can make this box a little bit smaller. Okay, and then we maybe have our activated state, where we could say maybe make that yellow. Or you want to flip-flop them. Maybe we make the selected state yellow and we make the activated state red. I think that makes more sense. Now if you want a custom color, I'll show you how to do that. If you move up the inspector a little bit and down here where it says Edit Palette, if you click on that, you could step into one of the colors. Let's step into the red and notice that you could modify the red here and it would modify the color. So this is how you can make a custom color. All right, we'll close out of that and talk about that more later. All right, so we're actually ready to simulate our DVD again. Let's click on the simulator, and there we go. So since we only have one button, you can see that it's in the selected state, and then when we click on it, it'll turn red, and then of course it will play our movie. Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and close out of this window. So that's how to make a simple menu with a still picture and a button inside of DVD Studio Pro.